KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Recapping Saturday boys state soccer championship action in Class 1A, the title goes to Beckman Catholic as they beat Kemper Catholic 2-1 in the finals. GCGR defeated Iowa City Regina in the third place match 1-0 in 1A Saturday. Also Saturday in the 2A championship, it went to double overtime before Norwalk defeated Storm Lake 2-1 for the title. Dubuque Wallert captured third place with a 3-1 win over Hudson. In Class 3A, West Des Moines Valley won the title with a 3-1 win over Iowa City High, and third place goes to Ames 1-0 over Cedar Rapids Washington. Also, the girls' state team tennis tournament finished off on Saturday. In the semifinals, Creston defeated Decorah 5-4 to advance to the championship match, but it was all Waterloo Columbus. They defeated Creston 5-0. Creston, the runner-up in the girls' state team tennis tournament Saturday. Girls' regional soccer finals are set for tonight as teams try to qualify for state. In Class 1A, among the matchups tonight, St. Albert will play Unity Christian. That matchup will be at Bishop Heelan Catholic High School tonight. That gets underway at 5 o'clock this evening. Also at Neola, Tri-Center will play host to Underwood tonight with a 6 o'clock start time on that match. In Class 2A at Lewis Central High School, it'll be Lewis Central facing Perry. That's a 6 o'clock start time. And also tonight in Class 3A at Sioux City East High School, Abraham Lincoln will face Sioux City East with a spot in the state tournament on the line. Recapping some weekend high school baseball and softball play. First in softball, Atlantic hosting the Atlantic Tournament on Saturday, and Atlantic won twice, beating Tri-Center 10-0 and beating Red Oak 8-4. Also, Audubon beat Clarinda 12-10. Exira EHK over Clarinda 13-7. Carroll topping Clarinda 11-1. Panorama beat Clarinda 7-1. Glenwood over Audubon 8-1. Glenwood beat Exira EHK 13-10. It was Carroll outscoring Red Oak 12-11. Creston beat Audubon 13-1. Creston downing Tri-Center 14-1. Creston beat Panorama 7-5. Lewis Central defeated Carroll 12-0. It was Lewis Central over Exira EHK 2-0. And Lewis Central a 9-1 winner over Tri-Center in that Atlantic tournament. Also in tournament action over the weekend, at the Missouri Valley Tournament, it was Thomas Jefferson beating Woodbine 10-0, TJ over West Harrison 11-4, Missouri Valley beat Thomas Jefferson 18-1, Mo Valley over Woodbine 8-2, Missouri Valley beat West Harrison 7-2. Those were all matchups going on in the Missouri Valley Tournament. Also at the Perry Tournament, Perry beat IKM Manning 3-0. At the West Central Valley Tournament, Guthrie Center falling to Lenox 13-6. Also at the Murray Tournament, it was Moravia beating Nottoway Valley 10-2, and Seymour defeating Nottoway Valley as well. Also on Saturday at the Newell Fonda tournament, it was Logan Magnolia downing Newell Fonda 3-1. Logan Magnolia beat Maple Valley 8-1. Logan Magnolia over Emmitsburg 11-0 in action there. Also in boys high school baseball on Saturday, it was Atlantic downing Winterset 11-3. Clarinda beat Griswold 11-1. Thomas Jefferson in 10 innings over St. Albert 4-3. Lewis Central got by Fort Dodge 7-6. Clear Lake over Lewis Central 14-8. Coon Rapids Bayard topping ADM 4-3. And Coon over Pleasantville by a 4-1 final. Also in the Missouri Valley Tournament, Missouri Valley beat East Mills 21-6. Trainer over East Mills 13-6. Trainer beat Red Oak 11-3. Missouri Valley over Red Oak by a 7-0 score. At the CYO Tournament in Carroll, it was St. Eben defeating Kemper Catholic. Also Bishop Heelan downed Galen Catholic, and Bishop Heelan beat Bishop Garrigan as well. At the Nottoway Valley Tournament, Nottoway Valley beat Orient Maxburg 13-6. Perry over Nottoway Valley by a final of 5-3 in Saturday boys baseball. Sunday Major League Baseball had Aledmys Diaz, Matt Adams, and Yadier Molina each with an RBI in a four-run sixth inning as the St. Louis Cardinals came from behind for the second straight game to beat the San Francisco Giants 6-3 last night. The tie-breaking run came on an RBI fielder's choice with the bases loaded by Molina, who entered the at-bat in an 0-for-20 skid. Shortstop Brandon Crawford made an error on the play when he dropped the ball on the exchange trying to flip to second to start a double play. Carlos Martinez allowed three runs in six innings, and Matt Carpenter had three hits and an RBI for St. Louis. Trevor Rosenthal earned his 10th save in 11 chances. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Washington beating Cincinnati 10-9, Miami over the New York Mets 1-0, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee 8-1, Arizona over the Chicago Cubs 3-2, Dodgers beat Atlanta 12-6, Colorado over San Diego by a 10-3 final. Francisco Lindor hit one of Cleveland's four solo homers and drove in three runs, and the Indians completed a four-game sweep of the World Series champion Kansas City Royals with a rain-delayed 7-0 win on Sunday. Corey Kluber allowed two hits and was pulled after the sixth inning when the game was delayed by inclement weather for 3 hours and 10 minutes. Lindor, Carlos Santana, and rookie Tyler Naquin all homered in the fifth. Mike Napoli connected in the fourth. The Indians moved past the Royals into first place in the AL Central on Saturday. Cleveland's won five straight overall, 6 of 7 against Kansas City so far this season. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Detroit over the White Sox 5-2. Baltimore beat the New York Yankees 3-1. Toronto over Boston 5-4. Houston beat Oakland 5-2. Tampa Bay over Minnesota 7-5. Texas topping Seattle 3-2. Interleague play saw the LA Angels beat the Pittsburgh Pirates by a 5-4 final. In golf news over the weekend, Scott McCarron finished with three straight birdies to win the Principal Charity Classic at the Wakanda Golf Club in Des Moines. It was McCarron's first PGA Tour Champions win and his first tournament win since 2001.
2001, yeah, Bell South Classic in Atlanta, so this feels good. You know, but I've been playing well. I knew it was coming. I put myself in position, and it was just a matter of just getting back into the feel again. What does it feel like? How are my nerves under the pressure?
McCarron says he's been playing well since getting married to his wife Jenny 6 weeks ago.
She's seen every shot I've hit for the last 4 years. She hasn't missed a shot. You know, even when I was thinking about maybe hanging it up and just doing TV, she really pushed me, kept me going. And, you know, I gotta hand it to her. She really stuck by me and through a lot of difficult times.
McCarron finished the tournament at 15 under par. He was one shot ahead of Miguel Angel Jimenez and Billy Andrade for the championship. Andrade had a 68 after shooting a course record 63 on Saturday. Jimenez shot a 67 in the final round. Duffy Waldorf and Joe Durant tied for fourth at 11 under, and Tom Lehman and senior PGA Tour winner Rocco Mediate were 10 under for the tournament. William McGirt has finally claimed his first PGA victory by rolling in a 6-foot par putt in the second extra hole to beat John Curran and capture the memorial at Muirfield Village in Dublin, Ohio. McGirt played the final 22 holes without a bogey before securing his first win in 165 PGA starts. He closed with a 1-under-71 that left him 15-under for the tournament. That win vaults him to 43rd in the world rankings, putting him into the U.S. Open at Oakmont in 2 weeks. McCurran's final round 70 allowed him to finish one stroke ahead of Dustin Johnson. Rory McIlroy was among those who were two shots back at the end. Well, the Golden State Warriors won the opener of last year's NBA Finals against Cleveland, only to lose the second and third games before coming back to capture the title. No let-up this time. Draymond Green poured in 28 points and had 7 rebounds and 5 assists as the Warriors crushed the Cavaliers 110-77 to take a 2-0 series lead. Green scored 18 in the first half and helped the Warriors close the second quarter on a 30-9 run that put them up 52-44 by intermission. Stephen Curry scored 18 points on 7 of 11 shooting, including a 4-for-8 day from three-point range. Klay Thompson also was 4-for-8 from beyond the arc and finished with 17 points. LeBron James had 19 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds for the Cavaliers, who will regroup and host Game 3 on Wednesday. Novak Djokovic has his career grand slam after losing the first set to second-seeded Andy Murray. The top-seeded Djokovic roared back to win the French Open Men's Singles Championship yesterday, 3-6, 6-1, 6-2, and 6-4. That victory gives him a win in each of the four majors, the Australian and U.S. Opens, Wimbledon, and now the French Open. He's the first man to achieve the milestone of winning four straight majors since Rod Laver did it in 1969. The appearance in the French final was his fourth and proved to be the winner. After losing in Paris last year, he's won 28 straight Grand Slam matches from Wimbledon to the U.S. Open. Last year to the Australian Open and now the French Open this year. Before the match began, the fans stood and paid tribute to Muhammad Ali, who passed away Friday at the age of 74. And rain has postponed the NASCAR Sprint Cup race at Pocono Raceway until today. Brad Keselowski will start on the pole in Pocono's first Monday race since 2009. The 2012 rain-shortened race at Pocono was marred by lightning strikes that killed one fan and injured 9 others. This is the first postponed Cup race of the season and the 9th since 2011. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.